Like to welcome y'all to the next level ladies night / sensual whispers podcast. I'm your host, the next level, and I've been kind of missing in action for a while, but I'm back and I wanted to come back and put a little twist on the shows that I normally do. Now, you just got done listening to I'm Feeling You, which is the title song off of my new album project, I'm Feeling You. Now, if you like that and you like any of the songs that you hear, you can check into the area there and check out the descriptions as far as the links go. They'll take you right to Amazon. That's actually where the song and the album is for sale at. Or you can scroll down and click on my website. I got some pictures. I got some this. I got some that. And you can order, you can go directly to my website from there as well. So tonight, like I said, I'm doing a different type of low spin. What I've been doing is talking to, you know, females here and there and just getting a perspective on what they think and some of the questions that they have. Because what I wanted to do here, too, is kind of like create sort of like a dialogue where, you know, we could answer some of the questions that women may have and just kind of build a better line of communication. You know, not saying that it's messed up, but, you know, we can always do better. So tonight, one of the main questions that's been asked of me a lot is, why do men cheat? Whew, that's deep, huh? And so what I'm going to do is play another track from my album, I'm Feeling You. And then on the other side of that, I'm going to come back and we're going to address that issue. All right. So until then, I'm The Next Level. I hope you like what you're hearing. We'll be back on the other side of this track.
Come chill with me. Come, baby, won't you chill with me? Come on, baby, chill with me.
She's on her way. and she'll be here shortly. I'm excited, but I'm cool, sitting here patiently, waiting for you to come chill with me.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, this is the Next Level Entertainment presenting the Ladies Night Show / Sensual Whispers. And it's Sensual Whispers because on the other side of the 30 minutes, we will be getting into a couple of erotic tracks, you know, because it's some grown, just for the grown and sexy here. And what you just got done listening to was two tracks from my new album. And if you look into the info area, it'll tell you how to get in, actually how to purchase the songs if you're interested in them. So you just got done listening to Come Chill With Me and my theme song, The Next Level, who I am, actually, The Next Level of Next Level Entertainment. So yeah, it's been a while. I'm a little rusty, so I'm just trying to get back into the field of this. And tonight's question, like I said, what I've been doing is just kind of talking to my friends and just kind of getting different situations, asking questions. And, you know, we kind of get into deep dialogue from time to time. And one of the main questions that, you know, women seem to want to know is, why do men cheat? I mean, it would take a longer show than what it is. So I'll just kind of like break down the mechanics of it, you know, and just try to give you my interpretation of it. And this ain't about me throwing shade or anything like that. It's just like you ask the question, I'll try to give you a direct answer. Now, for a lot of men, not all, but for a lot of us, we don't have that mechanism that women seem to be actually blessed with, and that's to be faithful and dedicated. You know, if you find a guy that you love, he's treating you right, and, you know, everything is good, you're cool. I mean, you could basically be with that guy for the rest of your life and be happy and satisfied, right? And you can actually do that at a young age. You can make up your mind, well, you know what, this is the guy I want to be with. I'm going to be the best woman that I can be for him, and I got him. Now, for men, it's kind of a different story. You know, and like I said, this doesn't pertain to all men, but for some of us, when we're young, man, we're just out there. You know, we're not really looking to settle down. We just kind of like, well, to be honest, a lot of times we validate our masculinity through our sexual exploits, you know, so we're just trying to do as much as we can for, you know what I mean, just sometimes just for the sake of doing it, because we feel like we're missing something, you know. So, and then when you're young and immature, you know, you don't realize, you know, that your actions can come back to hurt other people and this, that, and the other, you know. And you just kind of start off, well, hey, look, you know, I don't want to do nothing serious, this, that, and the other. I'm just kind of like out there. Now, some guys will do that. Some will be like, you know, they'll lie or whatever. But, okay, so we'll just go down the example. So you got the guy that's like, hey, look, you know, I'm just kind of like out here. I ain't really looking for anything serious. And, you know, you agree to that. And then, you know, y'all doing your thing or whatever. Your feelings kind of get a little bit deeper than what you thought they were going to be. And then, you know, you kind of step to them like, hey, look, what's going on? And they'll be like, well, look, this is what I said. You know, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for that. And then feelings get in the way and it just kind of gets a little messy. So a lot of times, you know, you got to really, as a woman, you got to check yourself and say, is this what I really want? You know, if he come to you and say, well, yeah, you know, this is where my head is and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I ain't looking for nothing serious. So you need to make a decision right then and there if that's something you want to do, because you can always walk away, you know. Now, the second example is the liar. I mean, he gonna say whatever, however, because for him, it's just all about, you know, find a place to bury the bone. You know what I mean? I'm just being real with you because, you know, at certain points in times, man, it ain't about, you know, love for us. We ain't thinking about the future or trying to build something with somebody. We just out there living, you know. I'll take myself for an example. When I was in my 20s, I mean, I was just out there, man. You know, I was thinking, well, you know, I got time. I got this. I got that. I got plenty of time to settle down. So in the interim, man, you just kind of like out there, you know. And I probably at that point in time had met my wife about 5 or 6 times, you know, because I grew up around really good women. So I knew what qualities to look for, but the hypocrisy of it is, well, why are you looking for a good woman if you ain't ready to be a good man? You know what I mean? If you're just out there doing this, that, and the other, why are you looking for, you know, a woman that's serious, man? Don't be wasting her time. If you want some other stuff, and there has been times where I've been like, hey, look, you know, I think you're a good woman, and right now my head ain't there, man. I'm just all over the place, and I don't want to waste your time. You know, so like I said, with a lot of guys, man, that are just out there like that, that's just what we're doing, man. We're not looking to settle down. We just, like I said, we're just out there doing what we're doing until, you know, we get to the point to where, as okay, I'm older now, I need to chill, fall back, and settle down. But in the meantime, like I said, we didn't leave some damage behind, and then, you know, you get with another guy and this happens again, and, you know, people's feelings get in the way and stuff like that. And before you know it, everybody's damaged. Don't nobody trust nobody. And it just gets really messed up. So my interpretation is, or my take on it is, ladies, is just that, you know, whatever it is that, whatever your goals and your objectives are as a woman, you know, you need to kind of stick to that and don't compromise yourself. It's easier said than done. You know what I mean? Because you out there, you got your feelings, you got your thing going on too. And, you know, sometimes you want to believe the lie. You know what I'm saying? Because the guy looks a certain way. He got this, he got that. So you get caught up in the madness, even when you know that it's something that you don't really even need to be involved in, because you have these voices in your head. We all do, you know. Now, the brain can lie, but the spirit don't know how to lie. The spirit going to tell you the truth. The spirit is going to be that voice, like when you get off the phone and you like, you know, is this guy for real or what? You know what I mean? So we all got to kind of like check ourselves as we move through this thing called life, you know, because it's all going down and we got these examples and, you know, we're kind of building up our experiences and just, like I said, just trying to figure it out as we go. But like I said, and I'm not justifying the situation, because if you're a good woman, man, and you're trying to be who you are, develop and grow as time goes on, you know, it's kind of like a violation to who you are to get tricked up into some stuff like that. You know what I mean? But we're all human, man, and our infidelities, man, aren't based on rationale. A lot of times we just out there, you know, you might not even be thinking about messing around, and then all of a sudden, y'all women can be pretty persuasive when y'all want something. You know what I mean? And if we're not strong, or we're not trying to be strong, you know, we fall into this thing and there it is. You know, so I know, like I said, what I did, I'm gonna apologize for those that, you know, I got with and, you know, they was ready, but I wasn't. I mean, it probably don't mean anything to them, but you know what I mean? I'm going to be like, hey, look, I'm sorry that I wasn't ready when you were ready. Ain't nothing personal, man. I was just out there trying to find out who I was, and I really wasn't ready to find it out. And I was just, you know, doing a thing, man. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, man. And then I think the last thing is, like, when you marry, you know, when you got commitments and different things like that and things go south, or you just out there. I mean, you know, you really need to check yourself as a man or as a woman and be like, yo, is this really worth it? You know what I mean? There could be some things that, you know, you're not happy with or whatever. You know, we make these excuses. Well, you know, my lady didn't let herself go. She ain't as fine as she used to be, blah, blah. She done put on a couple pounds. But, you done probably put on a couple pounds too. You know, your hair didn't fell out, this, that, and the other, but she's still loving you, you know. And a lot of times what happens is when we marry, we get out there, we mess around, we mess up, and we wind up losing, you know, our wife and everything. And then we be trying to like, oh, I messed up, man. You know, maybe I shouldn't have did this and I shouldn't have did that. So a lot of times, man, I mean, it's easier said than done, but maybe we should think ahead, a couple steps ahead now. Okay, I can do this, but if I get caught, is what I could lose worth this thing I'm doing right here, you know, for the moment or whatever, you know what I mean? So there's just some questions, man, you got to ask yourselves. But at the end of the day, ladies, you know, you just got to, I guess it just falls in on you, what you going to do when you find out what's happening or when you got these feelings or whatever, you know, because you still got to survive. You still got to pick up the pieces and keep on moving. What you going to do? But, you know, it gets kind of tricky out here in life, man, you know, and it doesn't mean that you're no less of a woman, you know, because this brother didn't recognize who you were. A lot of times it's just on us, man. And a lot of times we sit back and be like, yo, I messed up. Man, I wish I hadn't did that. You know, that was a good girl. But, you know, that's neither here nor there to the person that you didn't hurt. So I'm just thinking that, you know, for the guys, man, we probably just need to look at this thing from a different perspective as far as, you know, what the repercussions of our actions can be. You know, I mean, it ain't going to change nothing. It's just my opinion. And for the ladies, man, y'all just got to be about y'all thing, man. You know, if this is what you want, don't compromise yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, this guy don't get it. It ain't nothing personal. Everybody got a right to be who they are, but I'm going to keep it moving, man, and be about what I need to be about to get my situation right. Okay? So, you know, like, that's a little small take on it, but I wanted to kind of give y'all my opinion on it. And let me explain something to you, too, about me. Like, my style of music and everything, I'm what's called kind of like a romantic poet with R&B, smooth, jazz, twist. That's what my music is about. But it's about relationships, communication, you know, uplifting our women. It's crazy out here right now. Right. It's crazy. I mean, I could go into it, but I mean, you know, y'all already know what it is. And I think what's really important right now, man, is some love. You know what I mean? For ourselves and for each other, especially for yourself, because you can't even love outside the box until you got the inside of the box straight. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, man, let's do this. Let's get back into some more music, okay? I'm the Next Level, and this is the Next Level Entertainment. Ladies Night, Sensual Whispers.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to escape through me. All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to escape
into my eyes. Break out of the restraints of your disbelief. Dive into my dark sphere. Become hypnotized by the tiny shimmering light. Their telepathic arias serenading your subconscious as you sit within the isolated fortress of yourself. How badly you want to leave from behind those walls that have been turned to steel by the blacksmiths of deception and misunderstanding. even though you cleverly camouflage all pathways that lead to you. I know deep within you want to be found.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to escape.
How do I know this, you ask? Because in your moments of secret desperation, when your thoughts screamed into the atmosphere, you need to be loved and understood. Your call did not fall on deaf ears. I heard you. I watched as those thoughts turned to hopeless tears and fell to the ground. I followed the trail that they left, reading the stories within each droplet until I reached your stronghold.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to
to hear is from my heart. I've meditated on it, I've even prayed on it. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, I'm not the type to settle down, that I'm into running around. Well, I'm not gonna lie, that used to be my lifestyle. But lately, I haven't been as wild as I was once before. You see, that part of me, well, doesn't exist anymore. Why should I be out there running wild when I could be here with you? And you smile, and that's why I want you to be. Figure out some new way to show you or say,
I'ma say what I got,
I love you.
Say what I need.
Now, my boys say I done fell off, right? That I'm not the type of player that I used to be, but that's cool, cause I'm here with you, being a man that I'm supposed to be. You see, there comes a time when every man runs into the right woman, and for me that time is now, and that woman is you. So I gotta say what I gotta say and do what I need to do, and that is make you my one.
Child, welcome back. I am the Next Level, and you've been listening to, or you're listening to, The Whole Vibe, which is the Next Level Entertainment Ladies Night / Sensual Whispers. We're going to get to the Sensual Whispers side of the show here in a minute. So you just got done listening to Escape and My One and Only, which are two tracks that are available on my new album project, which is available on Amazon. You can go into the info area and check out the links. But if you just happen to be listening wherever, you can go to my website. That's www.tnxle.com. That's www.tnxle.com. Made it real simple. Click on there, scroll down, and you'll see a link for I'm Feeling You, like a little picture of me in red. All you got to do is click on that link, take you right to Amazon. Bam, there you are. You can check out all the cuts that are available for electronic download. I'm trying to make it as easy for you as I possibly can. All right. So, yeah, that was Escape. And My One and Only. And I think those two songs are relevant to kind of like what we were talking about earlier, you know, why do men cheat? And I just think that, you know, until we get to a point to where we can understand who we are and we come to that, I guess, what could I call it? That that point in our lives where we realize that, you know, the time is up. Not the time is up, but it's just time to settle down, man, and just really get ourselves together. Because if not, you're going to be the old dude in the club. Believe me. It could happen. It could happen. Or, you know, you just out here by yourself, you know, old guy, you know, ain't got you still trying to mess around with these young girls or this, that, and the other. And after a while, they ain't got nothing for you, man. They just basically, you just a sugar daddy or whatever. And you might be cool with that. But, you know, statistically, it states that married men, I guess if they're in a good marriage, live longer than single men, you know. And like I said, you might be cool with being single or whatever and playing the field. But, you know, after a while, it gets kind of old, man, and you just need somebody to look out for, somebody looking out for you. And, you know, just having a situation that you can come home to every night and just be peaceful. You know what I mean? And that's really important. If you're going to be in that situation, man, we need to be with somebody, man, that we getting some peace with. You know, we giving them peace, they giving us peace, and it's just a beautiful thing as we transition through those years, right? And that's kind of like what my one and only is, too. It kind of represents a guy that then, hey, I've been out there, this, that, and the other, and you're the one, man. I see in you the qualities that make me just want to chill and be with you, man, and let's just and build, you know, and that's what it's about. So I am a romantic poet, but I'm also what's called an erotic poet. I like to say sensual poet, right? And that being said, this side of me or this side of my music is really about observation. You know, checking your girl out, really trying to understand how she moves, because women move in so many dimensions simultaneously, but they do all, what I realize, they all have a sensual side, they all have a sexual side, but it needs to be, it's almost kind of like a combination lock. You know, you need to understand all those little variables that brings those parts of her up that allow her to be this type of woman comfortably and share that with you. And if you can understand that, man, life gets a whole lot easier on the relationship side. And even if we're married, man, we still got to maintain that relationship between, you know, you and your girl, you know, for all, you know, as long as you're up in it, as long as you're a part of it. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into a couple of these erotic tracks, and I'll kind of like break it down as we come back. All right. So on the next level, this is Ladies Night. Man, I'm having a brain thing here. Ladies Night, Sensual Whispers. And like I said, we're about to get into the Sensual Whispers pod right now.
Can I hear you?
The deep reaches of endless eternal emotions came her sensuous song, an orchestra of soft, faint, haunting, breathless, euphoric rhapsody, sounds that could not be deciphered as far as their exact meaning or proper linguistic origins, yet in every language its meaning is the same, though its tone and timbre vary from woman to woman, allowing for endless variations. Only one interpretation is synonymous with pleasure and ecstasy. That component being Sodom. Soft Moan, the universal feminine song of approval, giving praise to the moment when all is as it should be. When touch, tension, and pressure are in harmonious synchronization, creating such pleasurable grandeur, the body shows its gratitude through faint, audible releases, slipping ever so slowly from parted lips. Wordless parables at various volumes trapped within the present time frame, indicating that here and now, bliss and elation has seized all that she is. A loving, nurturing entity, receiving that which she gives willingly. In a show of approval, she sings so sweet and beautifully in soft moans. Completely exposed to the onslaught I whisper silent suggestions to your sensual subconscious that sends energy surges throughout your primal urges. Part your legs so I can kiss, lick, and suck on your feminine fruits until your juices flow. I want to indulge in your flavor as my tongue slips and slides over quivering fleshy folds, sending scintillating, reverberating shockwaves to your every extremity. Fingertips glide across your skin like gazelles riding across the wind. My actions I repeat until your body is moving to the beat of my every touch. I can tell that you're ready for the final finale to surrender to me and to my seduction.
Welcome back. I'm the Next Level, and you've been listening to the Next Level Ladies Night Sensual Whispers. All right. I think I might have to do a whole show next time or very soon of just all erotic music. I mean, you know, it's all connected. Like, so you just got done listening to Soft Moans and then Seduction. There's a method to my madness here. Like I said, my music, my whole message is really about communication between men and women. And, you know, intimacy is big. And I think that it's kind of being glossed over or being kind of removed from the equation because of everything that's happening right now. It's just quick, hit it from the back, blam, 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 blam. If you like it like that, that's cool. You know, like I said, I'm not here to throw shade, but if you, you know, you just want to enjoy it, savor it, and just understand what's happening with your woman and be a part of her, evolution, or I would say her existence as she moves from one dimension to the other, like her sensual dimension and her sexual dimension, because they're basically combined. But the other thing too is all mental, you know what I mean? So for instance, in Soft Moans, just being cognizant of just how she breathes, you know, when you do certain things or whatever. And like I said, it's a universal thing, you know, through my past, whatever, I've been here, I've been there. And one thing that is synonymous, if a woman is feeling good, She gonna give you that moan. I don't care what the language is or whatever. That moan is gonna happen. And going with seduction, it's just about, it's the same thing, man. It's about slowing down and understanding what it is that she likes. Because if she likes it, you're going to be all right, man. She gonna square you away, you know. But it's like we got to give in order to get. And giving shouldn't be an issue, you know. It should be something that we want to do, you know. Because we, as human beings, man, we exist on so many planes simultaneously. And a lot of times, if we don't allow ourselves to elevate, we kind of just stay at one level. And that gets boring, man. And there's a lot of negativity going on, man. And we should always be trying to elevate. I'm not going to get on the soapbox or anything like that. But, you know, we all like sex, right? But there's just a way that, you know, and different techniques that we can use in order to enhance the thing, make it something worthwhile. Because if a woman is getting something out of it, then she's going to be definitely more willing to participate. All right. It's just like, you know, oh, man, I ain't got time for. But I want you to think, just imagine if you were with a woman and she said, you can only have sex with me for 2 minutes and you can't come. I mean, how excited would you be about that encounter, right? So it's the same thing. If we just get in there, rush, blah, 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 it's over with, and she just there looking like, I mean, what really happened? I'm just getting warmed up and it's all over with. I ain't even got warmed up. I ain't even got to getting warmed up and it's all over with. So what I'm just saying, man, is we just need to take our time with each other, especially with our woman. I'm going to take them from the guy's perspective. Just take your time, man, with your girl, man. Explore. Let her tell you what she wants, you know, because it's her body. She would definitely know, you know. I'm going to do a whole thing on this. Not that I'm an expert or whatever, but I've listened over the years, and these are some of the things that I've been told, and these are some of the mistakes I made, thinking that I knew what it is, you know what I mean? Because I'll tell you one thing, the worst mistake you can make is think that all women are the same, because they're all the same, but yet completely different, you know what I mean? So what you knew about one, you might need to just throw that aside and just learn what's new about this one that you're with, you know? So look, we're on the downside, man. This hour went by. So, like, I got about 60 seconds. So, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And like I said, if y'all dig what you heard as far as the romantic music, now the erotic stuff, I'll be dropping into my new album soon. That'll be called Sensual Whispers. But if you want to check out the romantic music, like I said, go to www.tnxle.com. Scroll down, you'll see a couple of links to my Amazon page where you can buy the music directly. So what I'm going to do, man, we got 28 seconds left. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. And I'm going to definitely be back. It's all good. And I hope you enjoyed it too. Hey, on the next level, peace, y'all.
She.
Hey, ladies.
Beautiful, beautiful. And no one has told you that you're beautiful today. Beautiful.
Calgon, please whisk her away to a bed of soft clouds where her soul can lay. She's tired and in need of rest. I wish I could lay her head softly on my chest. Relieve her of her tension and stress. Take off her shoes and rub her tired feet.
but she's too busy putting the whole world before her, finishing